We have two articles from Lance Whitney in PC Magazine. The first is How to Set Up and Use Windows Speech Recognition on July 6, 2017. You don't need Cortana to run commands and launch programs in Windows using your voice. Did you know you can talk to Windows to issue commands, open applications, dictate text, and perform other tasks? Well, yes, of course, you can do that in Windows 10 through Cortana, but you can also talk to Windows 10 and previous versions of Windows using the built-in speech recognition. After teaching Windows to understand the sound of your voice, you can then talk to the OS to get it to respond to your commands. The speech recognition feature can be especially helpful for people with disabilities who can't use the keyboard or mouse. But it's available to anyone who'd like to try talking to Windows instead. The feature even serves up a reference guide so you know what commands and other tasks you can throw at Windows via your voice. Let's check out this feature. In Windows 7, 8.1, or 10, open Control Panel and double-click Speech Recognition. The Speech Recognition window pops up with links to dive into the feature. Click on the first link to Start Speech Recognition. The first screen for setting up speech recognition explains what the feature does and how it works. Click Next. The next screen asks what type of microphone you're using, a headset, desktop, or other. Choose the correct option and then click Next. For example, a microphone built into your laptop would be considered a headset microphone. At the next screen, read the information on proper microphone placement and click Next. At the next screen, read this sentence aloud to make sure the speech recognition feature picks up the sound and volume of your voice, then click Next. If your voice is detected properly, the next screen will tell you the microphone is set up and ready to use. Click Next. The next screen asks if you want the speech recognition feature to examine the documents and email messages in your Windows search index. That helps the feature better understand the words you typically use. If you're okay with this, click Enable Document Review. If you're concerned about privacy issues, click Disable Document Review. Click Next. At the next screen, for activation mode, choose the first option to use manual activation mode if you want to turn off speech recognition when you're done with it and are willing to click the on-screen microphone button to restart it. Otherwise, choose the second option to use voice activation mode to put speech recognition to sleep and when you're done with it and start listening to wake it up. Click Next. At the next screen, you can view a reference sheet listing all the commands you can use via your voice. Click the button to View Reference Sheet to open and read a web page with all the voice commands. Then return to the speech recognition setup and click Next. At the next screen, choose whether you want speech recognition to automatically load each time you start Windows. Click Next. At the next screen, you can opt to run a tutorial to learn and practice the commands that you can issue by voice. Click the button to Start Tutorial to run this, or click the button to Skip Tutorial to bypass this part. If you choose to run the tutorial, an interactive web page pops up with videos and instructions on how to use speech recognition in Windows. The Speech Recognition Control Panel also appears at the top of the screen. You can now start talking to your computer. You can also customize and control the speech recognition. At the speech recognition window in Control Panel, click on the link for Advanced Speech Options to tweak the speech recognition and text-to-speech features. Finally, you can right-click on the microphone button on the speech recognition control panel at the top of the screen. From the pop-up menu, you can access different features and configure various options. The second article from Lance Whitney in PC Magazine is How to Use Windows 10 Narrator to Read Your Screen Aloud on March 20th. Offering you a way to hear your text and screen elements read aloud, Narrator has been a fixture of Windows for years. How can you customize and use it in Windows 10? Windows has long offered a screen and text-to-speech reader called Narrator, which lets you hear every action you take in Windows spoken aloud. Narrator can also read aloud to you any text in a document or other file. It's designed for the visually impaired, but it can be used by anyone who wants the screen or text read aloud. Let's see how it works in Windows 10. Click on the Start button, then Settings, then Ease of Access, then Narrator. The Narrator pane appears. Turn on the Narrator button. This also activates a Narrator Settings window, which by default is minimized on the Windows taskbar. More on that later. First, let's look at the active Narrator window. As you scroll down and peruse the different settings, you'll find the following items that you can turn on or off or otherwise customize. Start Narrator automatically. Narrator comes to life as soon as you launch Windows. Choose a voice. This allows you to select a voice to narrate. Microsoft offers several options and alter the speed and pitch of that voice. Intonation pauses. Enabling this causes the voice to rise and fall when appropriate, making it sound more realistic. Sounds you hear. The options in this section determine whether you'll hear hints for controls and buttons and hear characters and words you type. You can also set the volume of other apps to become lower when Narrator is on and play extra sounds when you perform certain actions on the screen. Cursor and keys. In this section, you can choose to highlight the cursor, have the insertion point follow the narrator, and activate keys on the touch keyboard when you lift your finger. Those are the basics. Now let's look at the Narrator Settings window to see the full gamut of options. Click on the Minimize Narrator Settings window on the taskbar to maximize it. Click on the General section. Some of the settings here we've already seen in the Narrator window from the Ease of Access section in the Settings app. But other settings are different, including enabling a shortcut to launch Narrator and locking the Narrator key. If you change any settings, click the link to save changes at the bottom. If you wish to discard any changes you've made, click on the link to discard changes. From the main window, click on the Navigator section. Here you can change how Narrator interacts with your PC by using the mouse to read the screen or having the Narrator cursor follow the keyboard focus, and perform several other tasks that we've seen in the Narrator window in the Settings app. Again, click on Save Changes or Discard Changes. Click on the Voice section. Here you can alter the speed, volume, and pitch of the voice as well as the voice itself. Save or discard your changes. Click on the Command section. Here you can view existing keyboard commands that work with Narrator and create your own custom commands. Save or discard your changes. Click on the Minimize section to minimize the Narrator Settings window to the taskbar, or click on the Exit section to close down the window. Beyond speaking aloud, your screen elements and actions, Narrator also serves as a helpful text-to-speech reader. How can you enable this function? Move your cursor to the area in a web page, document, or other file where you want Narrator to start reading. Press the caps lock key plus M. Narrator starts reading the text on the page to you. To stop Narrator's narration, press the control key. Finally, you can stop Narrator from speaking completely by returning to the Narrator window in the Settings app and turning the Narrator option off.